today because of what Jesus has accomplished for all on the cross. We can live in the power of His resurrection. And the power of God is here. He has sent His Spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit, to this church. Amen. So we could walk in the power of His resurrection and bear witness to the resurrection, amen, as we proclaim the kingdom, as people's eyes are open to receive and understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As people are healed and as people are set free, they're delivered, amen, from demonic spirits. It's by the power of Jesus Christ, amen, the resurrected Savior, hallelujah, the power of His resurrection. The Bible says, if the Spirit of Him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, He shall also what, give life to your mortal body by that same Spirit. And when you are born again, you become a new creation. Amen? God doesn't come to just patch us up, but He comes to transform us, amen, into new creations. This is awesome. Religion teaches you that you have to do all these things to try to achieve some kind of level of spirituality. So it's all on you to become spiritual. But in Christianity, it's God reaching out to us, knowing that we cannot save ourselves. No one is able to save themselves. So Jesus Christ took our place on the cross. God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ, and He went to the cross, and the Bible says that God laid upon Jesus the iniquities of us all, the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus, amen. So you and I, hallelujah, if we will repent and turn to God and call upon the name of the Lord, amen, we could be saved, we can be forgiven, and we can receive a new heart, hallelujah, and we can become children of God. That's the story of Easter, amen, or resurrection, as we call it. Hallelujah. Amen. Life from the dead. I once too was lost in trespasses and sins. Amen. Amen. Until the day that Jesus came in. Amen. God wants us to live in that place with Him in the new day, in the resurrection. Amen. He doesn't want us going backwards, looking backwards. He wants us to forget those things which are behind. Bury them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, welcome you. Hallelujah. Father, we want to be changed. We need to be changed. Lord, only you can change our hearts. So, Lord, today we ask you to change our hearts. Make us more and more like Jesus. Do the work in us that only you can do. Lord, we want to walk like you, live like you, walk like you, everything, Lord, look like you. We're just asking you to grant us grace today, Father. Touch our hearts, open our understanding, that we may know your voice, that we may recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. Lord, you said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. So thank you, Lord. We believe. Therefore we receive. Do a work in each one of us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read from Luke chapter 24. Verse 1, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee." You know, the resurrection of Christ is proof that his sacrifice was approved by God the Father. And that we still, today, we have hope of the forgiveness of sins because Jesus overcame sin for us. He broke the power of sin. And today, God makes available to us that same grace, that same forgiveness. It doesn't matter how bad you've blown it. It doesn't matter how much of a sinner you've been in your life. The mercy of God is greater than all of our sin. God is able to save to the utmost those who call upon Him. God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the Old Testament, the high priest, once a year on the Day of Atonement, would go behind this thick veil or curtain in the temple into the innermost chamber, which was called the Holy Place or the Holy of Holies. And he would take the blood of bulls and goats as a sacrifice. And he would go behind that veil and he would sprinkle on that mercy seat. It was a wooden box, acacia wood, overlaid with gold, with golden cherubim, angelic beings over the top of that. And he would sprinkle the blood on that mercy seat, which was the seat of God on the earth. Amen. Where the Shekinah glory, the glory of God, would dwell on the earth in that temple. Amen. And so he would do it on behalf of his own sins and also for the sins of the people. But only the high priest, once a year, could go behind that veil. And if the high priest was not properly prepared, if he had not been ceremonially clean, if he hadn't gone through the rituals, if you will, to be cleansed according to the pattern that God had specifically given them, then that man would die in the presence of God. And so they would tie a rope around the ankle of the high priest with bells attached to it. So as long as they could hear the bells ringing, the activity was taking place within the veil. And that rope would be outside of the holy place. But if the bells stopped ringing, they would tug on that rope. And if there was no response, they would have to withdraw a corpse. What does that mean? That means that no one is able to come into the presence of God unless they are holy. No one can come before the presence of the holy God unless they are holy. None of us in ourselves are holy enough to be qualified by our own works to come into God's presence. Are you hearing me? No one was able to come before God. Why? Because of the sins of our forefathers. Adam and Eve had sinned, and so sin had come upon every generation since then to this present time. So no one could go before God except the high priest, and only if he was ceremonially pure. And he would sprinkle that blood on behalf of himself, his sins, and the sins of the people. And that was a type or a shadow, a picture of what Jesus Christ would accomplish for us as he came. Amen. God himself took upon himself the form of a man. He took a body. Amen. The seed was placed in the womb of the woman, right? The virgin had never been connected to any earthly man. Therefore, the blood of that child would be the blood of God. Because the blood of the child can be linked to the blood of the Father. So only through the blood of Christ, amen, are we able to be cleansed. And because Jesus had lived a sinless life, amen, He was tempted in every way as we are, but He was without sin. He never yielded once to the enemy. And He came for this purpose, amen, to become the Lamb of God, the offering for our sins, the sins of the world, amen. And once and for all, Jesus Himself, amen, it says that He, after He rose again on the third day, He went into heaven itself, hallelujah, to appear before God the Father. Not with the blood of bulls or goats, but with His own blood. And He sprinkled that blood on the mercy seat on behalf of the people. Not on behalf of Himself, because He was without sin. But that blood is there today as a witness to what Jesus has accomplished on our behalf, because we could not save ourselves. God in His mercy gave us His Son as an offering to pay our debt. And because Jesus, amen, had lived fully according to the will of the Father while He was here, and He never sinned, therefore He qualified to be the sacrifice for the sins of the world, amen. And God bore witness to that by raising Him from the dead on the third day, amen. And even appeared to over 500 witnesses at that time. All other prophets or so-called gods are still in their grave. But Jesus Christ is Lord. For God has highly exalted Him, given Him the name above every name. He is exalted to the right hand of God the Father. He is our great high priest. We have a great high priest representing us in heaven itself. Hallelujah. We have an advocate with the Father. We have a defense attorney. We have someone that's already paid in full for every transgression, every sin we've ever committed. Praise God. And people need to understand what is available to them, that God is not willing for you to perish. He went all the way to the cross to ensure that you could be forgiven, that you could receive eternal life, and you could live forever. Hallelujah. You could become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Knowing that He's no longer holding your past, your sins against you. Quit looking for love in all the wrong places. Quit looking for life among the dead. Dead things of this world. Are you hearing me? Things that will never satisfy you. He's the living God. He's alive forevermore. And He ever lives to make intercession on behalf of you and I. Our great high priest, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is there representing us to the Father. So now we can come by way of the blood of the new covenant that Jesus, amen, has spilt for us. We can come, amen, with confidence before our Father in heaven through that intermediator and the one intermediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. He didn't say you go through saints or anybody else. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Only in Jesus Christ is there life. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But Jesus, in His mercy, laid down His life for us. He said, no man takes my life from me. But I lay it down willingly for my sheep. That's how much He loved you. And demonstrated that love for us at the cross. Because He didn't want to leave us in our sin. Why? Because no one who is unholy can stand before God. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. And after that, the judgment. Do you understand that every one of us here have an appointment with God? Every one of us here will one day stand before God. What will you do then? Are you ready to stand before God? There's only one way to be ready. And that is to accept what Jesus did on the cross on your behalf and put your faith, your trust in Christ alone. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen? Lest any man should boast. The Lord has opened the way into the holiest. Amen? The way into the temple. When Jesus died, He said, "It is finished." And that curtain, which is like about 6 inches thick of tapestry, tore from top to bottom. Meaning the way into the holy place is now open. And you and I, praise God, we can come into our Father's presence. Hallelujah. And He delights in His children. But because He's holy and we are unholy, there's no other way that we can come before Him except through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we have the privilege. We have the opportunity. We even have the invitation of the Lord to come to Him that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us. Jesus said, "Those who come to Me, I will in no wise cast out." He will not reject you. It doesn't matter how bad of a sinner you've been. If you will come to Jesus, He alone can save you. Hallelujah. There is no other way. And I know this is offensive to people, but Jesus Himself declared that, didn't He? That He said, "I am the way." He's the only way. Because it's not based upon our righteousness or our goodness. But salvation is based upon God's righteousness, God's goodness. Are you hearing me today? And when you understand that, you can walk out of that grave. Amen. You can walk free, hallelujah, from the condemnation of sin. You can walk in the new life in Jesus Christ, knowing that your sins are forgiven. Why? Because you believe the report that God has given concerning His Son. That He's no longer going to hold your sins against you. If you truly repent, that means turn to God, amen, fully. If you will surrender your life to Him, then you will receive His life. As they mentioned in the skit earlier, many times we think, well, if I just do enough good, God will accept me. The problem with that, guys, is that sin is the thing that disqualifies us. So even if you do a lot of good in your life, if you're a good person, sin will disqualify you from God's presence. Are you hearing me? Therefore, you must come by way and the only way, and that is through Jesus Christ, through His shed blood, into the presence of God. Amen. And if we confess our sins, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When Jesus rose again from the dead, amen, He went through the second heaven, hallelujah. He's overcome every principality and power, every ruler of wickedness in high places. And He has been exalted, amen, to the highest place, hallelujah. And every knee is going to bow to Him. Every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. So as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we give our lives to Jesus because we know there is salvation in none other. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been raised to new life. The Bible talks about a bodily resurrection. When Jesus appeared after His resurrection, He appeared in a solid form. And yet he was able to transcend matter, and he walked through a wall and appeared to them, and they handled him. And Jesus said, flesh and bone. All right, doesn't have substance, right? It has solid, right? But they thought he was a spirit. But they handled him. He had a solid body, but it was a glorified, incorruptible body. But he didn't say flesh and blood. He said flesh and bone. Why? Because the blood is on the mercy seat. And even as Jesus rose from the dead, those who die in Christ will also be raised, amen, from the dead. Hallelujah. In the first resurrection, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection, amen, over which the second death has no power. The Lord has been merciful, long-suffering, gracious, patient with humanity, with people. For over 2,000 years, He has been extending the opportunity for people to get saved, to come to Him, to receive forgiveness, amen, to be restored to a right relationship with God the Father. But the day is coming when that door will shut. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Today, you can be saved. We don't know about tomorrow. But today, God is still giving people an opportunity to be saved. Hallelujah. And the only one that can save you is Jesus. I searched in religion. I studied other religions. I practiced some of this stuff that Annie was talking about. Because I was on a search. I was on a journey trying to find the reality, the meaning of life. What's this all about? Until the day that His love broke through. And I knew He was everything He said He was. That He was the resurrection and the life. The only way. Today, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. Come on. I know there's some others in here this morning. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. It's real. How many would agree it's real? How many also know that God wants everybody to be saved? Yes. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you're not saved, don't leave here today. This could be your last day. God is extending the offer to you to come to Him, to be forgiven. Forgiveness means cancellation of debt. God wants to cancel the debt that you owe because you sinned against Him. The blood of Jesus took care of that. I heard an illustration of a man who had a dream. And in this dream, he saw file cabinets, many of them. And he noticed that there was somebody opening the drawers and looking through the files. And he just knew that those files were representing his sin. All the things that he did wrong in his life, everything had been written down in those files. And then he realized that Jesus was the one who was looking through the files. How many know that God knows everything you've ever done? Every thought that you thought, every word that you've spoken, He knows it all. There is nowhere we can hide, amen, from Him, to whom we will give an account. We do have our day in court. We do have an appointment with God. Everyone will see God. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. But listen, it doesn't stop there. Have you heard the rest of this? Hallelujah. So he wanted to get a closer look to find out what kind of sins he was happened to look at the time he was going through the files. And Jesus pulled out a file, and guess what the file said? Paid in full. Written with his own blood. Written with his own blood, paid in full. Never to be held against you again. Praise God. Guys, listen. I'm not going to accept the condemnation of the devil. I'm not going to let him heap on me all the stuff that I did before, all the mistakes I've made. Amen. Where these sins are forgiven, amen, they're forgotten. They're no longer going to be held against you. Amen? Amen. But listen, if you're not saved today, today is your opportunity to give your life to Jesus and begin a new life with him. When I gave my life to Jesus, I began to think how many years that I wasted living for myself. But even in that, God forgave me. But I'll tell you this much, I want to live the rest of my life for Him. Amen. I want to live for the one who died for me and rose again. And God is calling every one of us in this room to give your life to Him, to the only one who can save you. Would you bow your heads this morning? If God has been speaking to your heart today, maybe you don't feel like you're ready to meet God. God wants you to be ready. And today you can have that assurance if you're willing to give your life to Jesus. You can receive everything He did for you. The forgiveness of sins, the new life, the new heart, the new beginning, the fresh start in life. If you are willing to trust Jesus today, trust Christ, give Him your life, you can receive His life, His eternal life. If there's anybody here today who would say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I'm not really sure if my heart is right with God, but I'd like to know today that my heart is right. I want to have that assurance. Anybody, just slip your hand up if you need prayer today for anything. You want to receive Jesus today? Just lift your hand. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you today for your indescribable gift. The gift of your love for Jesus who died and has now gone above. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. For Lord, you have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate us now? Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Hallelujah.